If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Well, I put the shoes in mine, separate the will and mine, as we do what we do fine. So victorious, so blind. Yes, I've been to a minor place, and I can't say I like its place. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Only take the weather warm and the job that does me harm, since the scars of last year's storm rest like maggots on my arm. Cause I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its face. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. And I thank you, man, if for the thought that any or all of my loving could ever be born was wisely in your gullet card before my loyalty you saw. Because I've been to a minor place, and I can say I like its space. If I am gone and with no trace, I will be in my minor place. Well, it's not a desert, nor a well, nor a tomb where I lay dead. It's minor in a sand alone. It's a clear commanding tone. And I am singing from my little point, and aching in my every joint. And I thank the world, thank you, that it does anoint me when I've shown you how I hold it. So good to see you and to feel your bodies near. Open your hearts to what I'm putting down here. I have a farm, I have a pond, I have a friend whose daughter's name is Wanda. He sings and he whistles while my mind breaks apart. Then he pulls it back together with the logic of the heart, and a strange taste like trouble. Yes, and trouble tastes like strange. Keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. Yes, and stay away from danger. Do we crave the disarray that comes with the pain of rearranging? Because change tastes like trouble. Yes, and trouble tastes like change. I'm hungry and I'm sleepy, and I wish you success, and I feel great. grateful every time you undress. All of you at the beach or at the movies, places we used to go until the world exploded. Now we don't even know. But I know strange tastes like trouble, and the trouble tastes like strange. Keep your eyes open and your mouth shut. Yes, and stay away from danger. Do we crave the disarray that comes with the pain of rearranging? Because change tastes like trouble. Yes, and trouble tastes like change. I'll be fine as long as mine keeps surprising. When it's time to rise above, well, I'll be rising into strange atmospheres and dark apartments. Look for me there if you wonder where my heart went. Cause strange tastes like trouble, and the trouble tastes like strange. Keep your mouth shut. Oh, and stay away from danger. Do we crave the disarray that comes with the pain of rearranging? Because change tastes like trouble. Yes, and the trouble tastes like change. Don't we love the taste of trouble? And don't we pray? Don't we pray for beneficence? And as the world portends to smother and to strangle, to decimate our optimism in unforgiving mind, we mindfully collect ourselves and our love to us untangle, partake of common honey, not of blood or of wine. The blood of the wine has me almost exploding. Even my sleeping is charged and alive. Baptized in the streams of the air, lightning fulfillment we exemplify. I love that last song. It's called Wai, spelled W-A-I, which means water in the Hawaiian language as it's presented to us. How it is, at least. Water. One thing I love about it is I love going from the D shape to the C shape and saying, switching from where it was minor in the verse, goes to major in the chorus, and saying, you know, love my love, my careful love. That's what I get off on when I sing that song. Just that. I don't know what to say when I'm up here between songs. I just dip into my brain and whatever's there comes out. This song's called Crazy Blue Bell. Someday when it's time to sing, a few of us will gather and raise a voice to anything, because everything matters. Oh, my hand on my mother's hand, and her hand on my daughter's hand on the hand of who will lead us into slaughter. And our voices join the sounds of crazy dust that's gathered in our hearts will be blown and dispersed. Our interest in the darker arts no longer coming first. Practitioners of love and touch, legalized and praised. And fuck you very much to the greedy and the crazed. And our voices join the sound of praise. Ending. Well, under all and everyone is hidden a woman or a man who lights and inspires such higher desires and allows him to do what he can. What power he has, only I know. And now I have let my captain go. I was his true, he made my fortune. He led from on top of my shoulder. He could be pure when my worship was assured, and many times even step over. He loved me, needed such trouble and greeted far trouble. His best head on what seemed so distinguished became plainly vanished once I left to find life on my own. What power only I know, and now I have let my captain go. So now men laugh at him and they say that better men number thousands. Nobody ever goes out of his way to lessen his clouds as they crowd in. And even I nearby, I watch with a sigh as my captain curls up like a cripple. And I hope that he goes where nobody knows, undersea, leaves not a ripple. What power he has, only I know. And now I have let my captain go.
So we live in Louisville, Kentucky, in the past few
few years in the hotbed of evident socio-political disruption. Prior to the past couple of years, we lived in a tacit, implicit environment of disruption and lack of fairness and lack of cleanliness. It's a filthy place where I live. The air quality is filthy. It's one of the most polluted places in the country, the United States of America. We have a neighborhood called Rubber Town on the river where there are these factories, where everybody who lives around there, everybody who works there, is getting cancer at age 25, 27, 37. A friend of mine, a musician who, named Joan Shelley, we put a bunch of song titles in a hat. Everybody drew a song title out of a hat, and you're supposed to write a song based on that title. Joan is a wonderful person. So often, extremely unhelpful. Because I drew out of this hat the romantically evocative title, Corporatocracy. Okay. I can make that romantic. So, in order to make it fun, in addition to romantic, I turned it into an acrostic assignment where I have corporatocracy written down the left-hand side of the page, and each line of the song begins with a different letter from the word corporatocracy. Careful who you praise and blame, or you lift up the wrong name, rendering our true heroes mute, pleasing those who most pollute. Originally we decided, ruin comes when we're divided, and so we let that knowledge slide. Tremble when our lives collide. Obfuscation is the rule, clarity the unused tool. Reason is we may not care, and the proof is everywhere. Come with us, we'll change your tune. Yes, we'll sing them down together. Come with us, we'll change your tune. Yes, we'll sing them down together. Together. I will accept the award for making corporatocracy sound the most pleasant, more pleasant than anyone ever has before, unless you're a shareholder in a highly profitable corporation, in which case it probably sounds awesome. Corporatocracy. Much better than meritocracy.
Well, I've been with you for
and you unknown there lives me. Made always. Please don't leave my side. Remember, I love you. None of what I do wrong is done against you. And if you love me and I'm weak, well then weaker, you must love me more. To reinforce what's all so strong and all the love we have in store. Show me that living can be alright. So stay here with me, stay here with me, stay with me tonight. And come with me when I go into the bedroom. And we'll play bride. If you had not been born, you know, well, what would I be then? Oh, I would not have strength to grow and be counted among men. So please don't leave my side. And none of what I still do wrong is ever done against you. If you love me and I'm weak, then weaker, you must love me more. To reinforce what's all so strong and all the love we have yet in store. And in the morning, we'll wrestle and ruin our stomachs with coffee. Then won't we be so happy? And we will rise in anger, in love, and in ardor. Yes, sparkling, shimmering, and shining. Love's armor. So, the acrostic thing, that was fun. I have a friend named London. It is not the city. The city of London is not yet my friend. But I do have a friend named London who's a drummer and a nurse. He's a nurse at a children's hospital in Los Angeles, California. He was a drummer for Sam Hain in the 1980s. Sam Hain was the Glenn Danzig band between Misfits and his own Danzig Metal project, which still goes on. You know who Glenn Danzig is? So London was a drummer, and I got to go out on the road when I was 15 years old taking pictures of a Louisville band called Maurice as they opened for Sam Hain, and travel and spend time with Sam Hain. And already Glenn was one of my big heroes. And London became a fast friend. He then moved to Louisville, Kentucky to go to nursing school. And he became this nurse, and he's a nurse at a children's hospital in Los Angeles, California. He went to Haiti after the earthquakes a number of years ago, and he continues to play. I think he's played with Dag Nasty. He started out in a band called Reptile House, the singer of which was Daniel Higgs, who then was Lungfish and now is Fountain Sun and is an incredible visual artist. Anyway, London is just this incredible human being, and he made recently a B-horror movie called Night of the Bastard. And I won't tell you too much about it because it has not been officially released yet, and I don't want to spoil it for you because there are some plot twists in there that you would not believe. Seriously. And he indulged his passion for sort of drive-in movie, drive-in like horror movie, low budge, just as gross as it can be, pushing all the buttons of inappropriateness. And he contacted me and said, would you possibly have a song for this movie? He said, could I use a song? I said, how about if I come up with one for you? He said, okay. And so he showed me the scene where this guy is living in the desert by himself, and he's under siege from these Satanists. That's not too much of a spoiler. And that's sort of the bulk of the movie, so it's got kind of a Night of the Living Dead vibe, except there's Satan involved. So I used the acrostic method, and I made the verses spell out his first name, London. His last name is May, M-A-Y, so the choruses spell out his last name. You know, I think it's an appropriate time to put some makeup on. Since we're going Hollywood here. I have a friend named Cecile who's like, I think she's 15, she lives in New Orleans, and she introduced me to this stuff last spring. Says it's biodegradable. Leaving to solitude all along. Only the lonely can be so strong. Never has anyone made such a fuss. Death looks in the window as only death must. Or you will find that with thoughtful action you arise. Never to suffer. Never to die. Maybe we'll always be this way. After our terrific night comes dark day. You may want to stay. Let's hang by the monkey light all night. On and on and on and on. Need to decide who will win this fight. Devil. You may want to stay. their folks into groups of threes and name them after kinds of trees. That's how I like to look at folks, as willow trees or pines or oaks. Willows are regrettable. They could be called a weed. Time with them's regrettable. They'll suck you dry when you're in need. They'll bust your pipes and bend their switches. Might be used to bust your britches. Willows aren't my kind of tree.
Well, I would not have moved if I knew you were here.
It's some special action with motives unclear. Now you haunt me, you haunt me till I pay for what I've done. It's a payment which precludes the having of fun. And you were always on my mind. You were always. Oh, but home, I've got a new partner riding with me. Yes, I've got a new partner now. Now the sun's fading faster, we're ready to go. There's a certain love that's pleasant to love. And the moon's a world of fish in the flow. And my friends, they still whisper how we all know what we know. It's a hard swath to know when you think like it or if you forget what you know. Sometimes it's hard to breathe when we do what must be done to keep our lives in order and to have a little fun. We've got love for our oppressors, for every man and child. I can do it. I can make it for a while. If we can recall that everyone brings her story on her shoulder and never means to harm us, even when her shrieks are cold and colder. Someone made her taste his boot and wallow in his bile. I can do it. I can make it. Making her horizon brighter, give her rousing verse and melody. to uplift and delight her, and recognize this power that's the spirit and the star. We can do it, we can make it for a while. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne, hope forever as false promise, faith forever stands alone. If in her shoes we take that step, that proverbial hard mile, we can do it, we can make it. When the numbers get so high, of the dead flying through the sky, oh, I don't know why, love comes to me, love comes to me. Head's knocked back, and you don't go, and you're out of rings and flowers, and so love comes to me. Love comes to me. It's my head, my heart, my lip, that is all. And when the fever hits your forehead and intrusive minds chew up your beer, and you call on God, but God is there. Love comes to you. Love comes to you. Oh, sugar, won't you be my only? I'm a hard love comes, and all, it's your hand, your heart, your lip, your voice, that is all. And in the night time, when you feel me in the backs of your knees, they conceal me love comes to me.
While the rest of us set life on.
Parsons is selling merchandise over there. He's also our daughter's godfather. We are family. He's got t-shirts and records. I'd like to play a song for Oscar and his wife, Nikki, right here. You won't be hungry for the touch of others once you've found the truth of one. Your eyes won't dart around endeavoring to discover maybe lovers, friends, or fun. You'll see others as others, and one's boundless free. Complete transfiguration is what the one is bound to bring. Oh, sweet memory of what is to come. Sweet memories of what is to be. The walls of your room become enough. The bounds of your town become extreme. Beyond which all ships fall into the sea. Well, trust me, man, that's how it always seems. The one dream draws the worlds for you, the one reframes all choices, the one drowns out all errant sounds, all rumblings, booms, and voices. Oh, sweet memories of what is to come. Oh, sweet memories of what is to be. Where and when will you come to face the one whom I describe? How and why will time and place faithfully coincide? When and where might you prepare to let down all defenses, to understand the one is there, to fuse them, lose all senses? You'll just know. You'll just know. You'll just know.
Dissolved and void in
Be sure and teach your kids to swim and navigate by stars above. Fate of all our lives are grim. If you ignore our will to love, when all that's left is sea and sun, a lonely voice says, all's not done. It's your child who will be the one to say it's far from over. When a traveler upon the sea sings, it's a sailor's life for me. We had a halfway decent time during lockdown. Getting to know people, mostly. That was the good part about it, I think, was just getting to know people, getting to know our neighbors. We get to know our neighbors really well. We're very close friends with our neighbors now, because we just see each other walking around. There's nothing else to do. And it was terrific in that way. And it was terrific to spend time with our family at our house. And it was terrific to have more valuable cards dealt to us when trying to understand what people's values are. Because it's so mysterious most of the time, and it's less mysterious when things get a little dicey. Thanks to Ben Corrigan for traveling with us on this trip. Thanks to, again, the London Sacred Harp folks for maintaining the singing practice and for sharing it with you all tonight with us. To John Barry and to Drag City and to Domino. And thank you all for being here. Trouble, more trouble, can you get anymore? There's a slow bubble board on the bedroom floor. Lonely and lonely, someone's calling at the door. Someone lovely and she's bringing bad news. Well, she clenches and she cries and she lays on the stairs, pounding on the earth and yanking at her hairs and showing such fear at being Well, she's told to hold your buttons and look up at the sky. Someone will fix things if you let your face dry. Keep your face near the earth and your heart be high. And you may transcend the bad. If you knew the things that I do to you in my while I'm singing these songs, you would go to confession. You know, it sounds funny when you say it out loud. I was scared to say it. In the wilderness, in the wilderness, with 100,000 $100 bills, we could build a fire, we could build an impermanence dwelling. We could stitch together some kind of uncomfortable paper suit in the wilderness, in the wilderness. That's it. That's the song. Now it's your turn. In the wilderness, in the wilderness, with 100,000 $100 bills, we could build a fire. Wouldn't that be great? We could build an impermanence dwelling. We could stitch together some kind of uncomfortable paper suit in the wilderness. In the wilderness. In the wilderness.
Thank you.
Someone reminded me, I do have one Christmas song. It's written with a friend named Brian Rich. It's on an EP called Hope, back cover of which was taken by, back cover photo was taken by a dear friend of mine who's here tonight, Steve Geller. And two of the songs on the EP were recorded at Stone Room, which is where the Mekons, Curse of the Mekons was recorded. With Sean O'Hagan, who's also here tonight, I believe. Should I play ball with the dog? Or walk away? Should I play ball with the dog? Walk across the sand. Time is the enemy. Time is the guide. Enemy behind, enemy lines. We need an enemy. I'm saving all my rage for you. We need an enemy. I'm saving all my rage. It's Christmas time in the mountains, and everything is white to clothes among the wicked, picking scabs from off their skins and rolling wholly deeply into the rhythm of a song that does not end. You remind me of something, a song that I am, and you send me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, the song is a man and a woman and everything else. And my mother is a good one. As they go, she does not condone the actions that I do, but she don't know. She swears nightly before resting that I give her soul a testing when I sing the song that does not end. You remind me of something, a song that I am, and you sing me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, the song is a man and a woman and everything else. It's been years since I found it. I still know where it found it. My ear pressed to the chest of that one woman of song. She adores me. She adores me. So sweet and so long. I like the places where the night does not mean an end, where smiles break free and surprise is your friend, and the dancing goes on in the kitchen until dawn. To my favorite song that does not end. You remind me of something, a song that I am, and you sing me back into myself. When I wake, when I'm sleeping, that song is a man and a woman and everything else. Some people are confused because I have a little girl dog. Her name is Guinevere. I have a daughter. I have a wife. But these are not the girls referred to in the song. The song is in the voice of a brothel tender, specifically in Mumbai. We all have ways to make it seem we are not hard or bad. I chop down trees and spit in faces and laugh when you are sad. Your happiness means almost less than all that's in the world my existence is. Okay, I guess, because I'm good to my girls, I take them to the movies, I put food in their holdings, I sew the holes in their Elisha and timber, any hope, baby. What can I say? I did not ask to hold their days on earth, and I'm good to them and their share of life and worth, and oh, 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 oh. They may cry, but not to me. They know I would not hear them. And other folks and family hate me, and I don't fear them. No. We only have our share of life, so I'm good to my girls. And I cannot thank you enough.